TOMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Kiechstrasse. After walking along the former city canal, which is filled in at present, you'll soon reach Kiechstrasse. You will come into contact with the word Kiez in many larger and smaller towns. Originally, it described small settlements that were built near castles and often were founded as small fishing villages. The word is of Slavic origin and means nothing other than hut. Potsdam is no exception. At the beginning of the 13th century, some fishermen settled in the area, many of them of Slavic origin. The Kiez zu Potsdam was first mentioned in a document in 1349 and consisted of 22 thatch-roofed huts. The area became part of the city of Potsdam during the first Baroque-style expansion of the city under Frederick William. It took some time before Frederick II also decided to remodel Kiechstrasse, which was named Neustädtische Lange Gasse for a time. From Breiterstrasse, that is, from the north, Unger proceeded with the construction of the street's buildings in the late Baroque style. After 1782, Johann Rudolf Heinrich Richter continued the work up to the city canal. A hall for the Freemasons' Lodge Minerva was built at Kiechstrasse 10 around 1844 at the request of Frederick William IV, right next to one of the Baroque houses by Richter. The construction was completed under the architect Ludwig Persius. Beginning in the 1870s, many of the houses were enlarged in the back. To some, another story was added. A walk through this beautiful tree-lined street will show you the different styles of architecture that form a harmonious ensemble despite their different times of origin. Even today, Kiechstrasse corresponds approximately to the historical core of the settlement. This is due to the efforts of Potsdam city planners during the 1970s. Until 1983, the city worked to return Kiechstrasse to its historical appearance. While the original facades and stairwells were kept, the apartment plans and courtyard facades were adjusted to the needs of modern times. The Straßenanger, the grassy area in the centre of the street, was reconstructed according to guidelines for historical preservation, and the historical surface of the street and the walkways were retained. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.